We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
So it took a second there.
Go on. Oh, my God.
Oh, hello.
The worst.
Happy Monday. Happy 420 week, what? Man.
Whoa, hey, whoa.
What, man?
Whoa. Whoa.
What?
When is that?
Saturday.
When is it, though?
We got a big thing going on we'll tell you about.
When is that?
Saturday.
What's the date, though, dude?
420.
Ah, dude, when's 420?
Oh, man. Who did?
What? Huh? When is when's 420?
Good morning. Yeah. Happy Monday, everybody. How was your weekend? Good? Good?
Good. Good.
You were watching you texted me about the college hockey championship.
Oh, man. I'm watching all the hockey getting prepped for the playoffs that also start. On 420, bro.
What, bro?
Dude, that's wild,
come
man.
On.
Get out of here, bro.
Yeah, what do we do? Yeah, well, yeah, I had a very busy weekend. We went to Rochester Saturday, so I was out there.
Nice, nice.
Shopping around.
Get some good treats.
Wife, let me get new school shoes. No big deal. I mean, no big deal.
Are you wearing them?
They're my usual Vans, but they're new versions because the other ones had the toe ripped out.
Oh, God. All right. That's
those were like 4 or 5 years old, and I was wearing them, and they ripped out.
It's fine. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
I was like, can I get a new pair of shoes? Because my other ones, and it's like summer's coming up, and I'm going to need them.
I'm going to even be outside. Watch how fast I am in them.
Oh, hold on a second. Oh, okay. I'll walk in them. I'll walk in them.
Check it.
Yeah. Yeah, these. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's just, I'm gonna need them because it's summer, so.
All my friends got new Vans.
What else? We ate at,
Yeah, what'd you get for treats?
We ate at a Mexican restaurant at the Eastview Mall.
Okay.
Is it Adelita's, or am I thinking of the band Adelita's Way?
No, that is, because that's the one in Camillus.
It's the same people.
Yes, there's one out there, too.
Because their menu said in Camillus and Rochester, whatever. So, it was fine.
I like them.
They're good.
All the reviews, when you see them, they're back and forth.
Yeah, it's back. If you try to compare it to like a San Miguel, it ain't going to be up there with it. Because their queso ain't as good as San Miguel was. Uh-oh, what?
Their taquitos were pretty good.
I guess it depends on what you get. My burrito was good.
Okay.
Rice and beans were good.
Okay.
We did that, walked around. Because I just had Mexican, had to do a little fart walking. So I was fart walking the mall. It was funny because Life 360 is so... we have Life 360 to track our kids. So our daughter was there with her friend walking around the mall, but she doesn't want to be embarrassed by her parents being there. So I would look where she is on Life 360 and we would go the other direction.
That's hilarious.
Here if you need us.
That's hilarious.
But we won't bother you.
Oh, don't even look at me.
Oh, you don't. We're walking around.
God,
don't look at me.
Oh, my God. If you cross paths. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Oh,
we're like, all right,
God.
She's over there. So we'll go this way.
No.
Got the, I sent you that photo from the Dick's batting cage, dude.
I didn't know it was out there. I doubt we have that here.
We definitely don't. That's why I was so enamored with it.
Yeah.
So out there, it's called like, we just have like Dick's Sporting Goods out here. In Rochester, it's like the Dick's World of Sport.
See, I've seen that. And I always wonder why when they put up spots and things like, mm-hmm.
What?
When new Dicks pop up around here, I always wonder why they aren't like that when they put up a brand new store. Like, what was the one out in, is it in like East Syracuse, DeWitt, that one that's gone to the Erie Boulevard mm-hmm. and that whole cluster
of
things?
Yeah.
I was like, why would you not just do...
Go nuts.
Like, do a big,
a big, fat, girthy Dicks.
The bigger the Dicks, the better.
That's what I always say. That's what I always heard, but... But for some reason, we got nothing, just a bunch of small dicks around here, and I don't know why.
And you look at them from the outside, and you're like, that's small, but once I get in there and root around, is it bigger?
No.
And it's usually not. Whereas the big dicks, you see a big dick.
Dude, the opposite happened in Eastview Mall. I'm like, oh, that's just a regular sized dick. So, it was such a big, girthy dick.
Huge dicks.
Wow.
I've never seen such huge dicks.
But that aside, I'm walking by. So the son had to get baseball cleats.
Yeah.
Because you can't wear soccer cleats for baseball.
No, you can't. That I have to agree with.
All right, fine. Okay, whatever.
That I got
to
agree with.
Whatever. So we had to get soccer cleats.
Yeah.
So normally I just go to the shoe section and I go, I'm like looking for the
yeah, and then you just cleats. Do a little turnski in there.
Nope. And I go, well, where are your cleats? And they go, oh, well, if you walk down that aisle, the House of Cleats is that way. And I go, there's a House of Cleats?
House of Cleats, bro. I got to get into the House of Cleats.
But the thing I sent Cody was near the House of Cleats was a batting cage. Oh. But you know, like those golf simulators that have the giant movie screen? They had that, but it was a baseball game.
Yep.
And it would pitch to you, and you would hit the ball. Mm-hmm. And on the screen, it was literally MLB The Show, but you were hitting a ball.
I Googled it. It looks so awesome.
And I'm standing there watching like little kids play this game. And my wife's like, are we ready to go? And
no.
I go, hold on. Let's go.
I gotta see if he gets on base.
Not yet.
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah, no, not yet.
So if that's around here somewhere, Katie might know, where Cody and I can go play that. I want to play that so bad.
I already forgot the name it was. I don't know if it was Hit Tracks.
Theirs was just the cage, but it's like a batting cage simulator where we're just hitting dingers. I want to see if we can hit home runs.
Right, and it would show all the things. It was almost like a crazy version of the Wii.
Yeah, it's what it was.
Yeah.
What it was.
Like VR. I wonder if that's like what VR for baseball is.
It'd be even better because you have a mask on.
I mean, could you imagine you got to like stand there and like.
But you could also hit too, dude. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Get my punch out.
I'm going to play that so bad. Anyway, so good morning. Honey, I'm going to be home late today. I got to hit the batting cages with Cody.
I mean.
We
ordered a 6-hour package.
Oh, my God, they have a 6-hour package?
It's got to be something I'm not understanding, but the 6-hour, 12-hour, and 18-hour package, I don't understand that.
No. All right, what is that? Oh, does that mean maybe like...
Hourly package? Oh, there's hourly packages.
Do you fill a card maybe? Like, this card has 18 hours on it for the batting cages, and I can go in and take 30 minutes off my cards.
Get some swinging in, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take a clinic.
Hey, happy tax day, everybody. Did you do your taxes?
You do your taxes. Got to get them all... situated.
You and the government figure out your little secret where they know how much money you owe them, but they're not going to tell you exactly how much money you owe them. So you do a little song and dance where you pay somebody money to figure out how much money you owe the government.
I know we're not the first people to say any of that stuff, but it just really never makes any sense to me when it's like, hey, you have to get this done or you're in trouble. Oh, man. Don't you know what it is?
Yeah.
No, we know exactly what you owe or what we owe you, but if you don't do this whole thing... it's on you, and you might be in trouble. Well, but you know it. Yeah, we do. Can you just tell me? No.
I think a lot of it is the second half of what you said. They owe people money, and they kind of hope those people don't do it either.
Yeah.
Like, they'll get to keep your money if you just never file.
Yep.
So they're hoping that a lot of people don't file, and they get to keep their money. There are other countries, I think, that just send you, like, an invoice. Like, here's your tax. Notes for the year.
That would be a lot easier if just the state of New York was like, here you go, you owe this.
Yeah.
Cool, thank you.
Thank you, yeah.
That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But nope.
Would you like to make payments?
It's not like it takes long.
No.
Especially if you have like the I forgot what it is, TurboTax or whatever.
Yeah.
My info from last year is there, so it did the input.
Yeah, that's always helpful.
And then it said time frame like 25 to 35 minutes. And I was like, that's it? Yeah, great.
Yeah, TurboTax, although I don't like that they charge people because they do have a free version of it that they kind of bury.
Yep.
So but when you get to the end, they're like, all right, that'll be $49.
Yeah.
Or do you want the free one? And the very bottom, like the little link you can click.
If it's easier, if there was any convenience to it, I don't mind paying.
No, I always felt that way too. I'm like, thank you for your service. Here's $50.
Right, because I'm always afraid that like, you follow that link, and then you're like, okay, now it's time to do your taxes. And like, I just
did it.
No.
Yeah.
That was that. This is the free one.
Yeah. Tax prep is a business, and I recognize that, but you can do it for free.
Yeah.
Don't think you have to pay somebody to file your taxes. There are free services the government's required to offer you.
Because a lot, some of those, they don't tell you. If
they
you,
don't
you
tell
go
you.
Go to, like, the place. Yeah.
There's our boy.
It's somewhere a lot.
Yeah.
Like, a lot. Like, if you sit down, like, here you go. If you go to those places, like, there was places open yesterday
Yeah.
But if you just go and hand them stuff, it's a good amount.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that we paid $100 this year because there's two of us and the kids, and I have business taxes and
not
stuff.
Bad at all.
So, somebody who knows what the hell they're doing cover it, I'll pay that $100.
Absolutely.
If I have to choose between the WWE game or my taxes, I'll pick stupid taxes.
Do the taxes for now.
Okay, I'm not happy about it.
Especially when the hockey game is still full price. The regular season's over, basically.
Yeah.
How is that even real life?
Yeah. But the NBA game is free.
And it's free.
The NHL game costs $60, but NBA is still happening and it's free.
But on Xbox, it's the reverse F.
And on Xbox, I can get baseball right now for free, but not on PlayStation. It's in Game Pass.
Oh, we have stupid PlayStation we don't have, hooked up now, don't we?
But we don't have Game Pass, I know.
Oh!
We're adults, okay? We're adults.
I hate it here!
Well, make sure you get your taxes done. I don't know how, is it like midnight today? You gotta have them done by midnight?
Honestly, if you don't owe the government, like the big time, not the state, but like the government, if you don't owe, it doesn't matter.
They don't care.
You have 5 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But, I mean.
Oh, yeah, because if they owe you money, they're like, all right, whatever, we'll get to it.
Yeah, but, you know. You don't want, I mean, just to get it done, I guess.
Listen, don't take advice from us. We don't know anything about taxes or money. Call like a professional.
Yeah, no. I was a couple weeks late last year.
It happens. Shine Down. Great talking to Brent on Friday. He gave us so much time. People have really loved the clips we've posted. The interview is up there on our Facebook page. If you want to watch that back, Brent Smith from Shine Down joining us on Friday show.
One of the few posts we put up that had no negative comments on it, really.
I don't think anybody can really hate on Shinedown. Even if you don't like their music, you gotta still be like, they're all right, guys.
And then there's some songs you probably do like.
It probably is.
Because if you're like, no, I don't like that soft stuff, they've got harder stuff from the beginning. If you're like, no, I don't like the harder stuff, they've got the more, you know, pop stuff, whatever.
I was walking through the mall and they were playing Second Chance by Shinedown.
Yeah, and I didn't think they could blow up any more than they already have. Mm-hmm. I didn't know the latest song we're playing now, the one where we did it was the
Symptom of Being Human.
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the mellow one and then the harder one and the mellow one again. That crossed over, so now they're just going to blow up again.
They're just huge.
That's playing on softer, you know, like, top 40 stuff, so they'll just have.
Bro, they've literally broken fans. Like every rock radio record. It's not even close anymore.
Yep.
That band is so massive, and you just. I don't know, maybe we've just been around them so long, it's hard to fathom they're so big, because we've been watching them for our 15 years in this business.
Well, when you're consistent like that.
Yeah.
Because you watch bands come up from that era, where at the same time, it was the three biggest, well, you can include Breaking Benjamin, biggest bands in the world was like 3 Days Grace, Seether, Shinedown.
Yeah.
And then you watch them all kind of take different paths.
Ironically, the next song I have coming up is Seether.
Oh.
What?
Which
do they got the stank on?
The latest one, I would say not yet.
Okay, so as you guys know.
Not yet.
There are no bigger fans of Hoobastank than the two of us. Specifically the data they have put out there in the world, and that is their song, The Reason.
Yep.
We play a game here on the show to see if a song has the stank on it
very rarely. Yeah, we've been doing this for a while.
Very rarely does a song have more plays.
We should have kept a list of who has over
like,
the course.
It legitimately needs to be like Bohemian Rhapsody to beat Hoobastank's The Reason.
There's been like five ever.
And we haven't done a Shinedown comparison, so let's do it. Hold on a second.
No, that makes I wonder.
Let me give you a current number so we know what our starting point is. Oh my God!
Oh, no. They've blown up even more?
We are within weeks of Hoobastank's The Reason hitting 1 billion plays. It is at 977 million plays on Spotify
We got to do a thing.
For the 1 billionth play?
And then for the 1 billionth play, we get them here in Syracuse live to play a show.
There's not a chance.
I know.
How much would they cost?
I don't know. That'd be hilarious, though.
If, like, if to celebrate their 1 billion...
We brought them to Syracuse.
Hi, Hoobastank.
Question.
Cody and Josh. We were... No, yeah, we do a radio thing.
Yeah.
But...
No, you're live on air right now. Yeah.
But what the bit is we see if you're...
Hello?
Uh-huh. No, you do beat a lot of... Anyways, we want to celebrate your 1 billionth play.
Uh-huh.
How much would it cost to get you here in town? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Mr. Stank? Mr. Stank? Hooba?
Mr. Stank.
Hooba, are you still on? Hooba? Can I please speak to Hooba?
Mr. Stank.
Mr. Stank, are you still on the line? Did we get disconnected?
May I call you Hooba? Please, Mr. Stank's my dad. You can call me Hooba.
Okay, Hooba, Hooba, we've been celebrating your song, The Reason, for many years on our show, and just we curious. See you're approaching 1 billion plays on Spotify.
Just come play, real quick.
Can you stop in town real quick?
No.
Okay, now.
All right. Since you guys asked.
All right.
I mean, as a matter of fact, I got a couple Stank family members that live in town.
We put your logo on a lady's foot.
We did, Hooba Stank.
No, it's gone now.
No. All right, so back to the question. Mm-hmm. Do any Shinedown songs beat Hooba Stank's The Reason with 977 million plays? I say no.
No, that's too many plays. Because, again, well, younger kids could use this. But it seems to be like a section of people, and I don't know if Shinedown fans would need Spotify. They're right, this is Spotify?
That's where we base our Hooba Stank game on, yeah.
I don't, you know what I mean? Like how some of the real older songs, like old people, aren't going to be using Spotify, so it'll definitely have the Stank on it. This is like a perfect spot for Hooba Stank right there on Spotify where not many people are going to be touching that. I say no. I say none of them.
Not even close.
None of them.
Unfortunately,
right?
Wow. Shinedown has the Stank all over them.
They got the Stank on them.
It is what it is. There's nothing you can do.
Yep.
There's nothing you can do to compete with Hooba Stank's The Reason.
No.
And so few bands can.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
Mr. Stank, is Hooba home or no?
Can Hooba come play?
Can Hooba come out and play?
What if Hooba plays and we fill out the rest of Stank?
I
will supply Stank. Hooba comes and sings, and we fill out Stank with local band members.
I will give you a $10 bill.
Mm-hmm.
You can name a single member of Hooba Stank right now.
Lead singer's name's Doug.
I swear to God, if you're right, I'm out $10. Let me look. Hold on.
Is it?
I'll give you just a first name.
Yeah, I don't want to say his last name's Rob, but I know his first name's Doug, right?
Hold on. Stand by. Do I owe Cody $10? Lead singer of Hooba Stank, Doug Robb! Wow! I would have thought Doug Stank. It ain't.
It's not Doug Stank.
Doug Robb.
Hooba Robb.
Dan Estrin, Chris Hess, and Jesse Charland.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Doug. Doug. Yep. We see you're approaching 1 billion plays.
What do you think? Huh?
We would love to... hello?
Come on. Oh. Doug?
Hello, Doug?
Doug!
You can't afford me.
All right. Could we just get Hooba?
That's what I'm saying.
We don't need Stank.
No, we'll fill out.
We'll fill out the Stank with local artists.
We've got people that can play...
We just need Hooba.
You can play drums and guitars. Oh, okay, what about this? What about this? How much... Get the Stank.
Just the Stank. Can Hooba stay home?
Can we get the Stank?
And we'll get the Stank, and you send us a track.
Yep.
We play the Hooba, but we got Stank.
It's just,
yeah.
The overhead is the singing and just guys on stage.
Just playing. I think I said, and then they do the part. I found a reason. Who I used to be.
Be.
And the reason is you.
We can only afford Stank, so we got...
Why SUNY Oswego for your master's degree? Tuition plus national rankings make SUNY Oswego the smart choice. For more than 75 years, SUNY Oswego has been providing master's degrees. Choose from more than 40 graduate programs to improve your path. You don't have to spend $60,000. SUNY Oswego's strategic communication program is less than $16,000. This is the perfect degree program to position you in public relations, marketing, or human resources. Plus, each year, they award $500,000 to their graduate students. Visit oswego.edu/grad/studies.
Saturday, 420, Coco and I will be out at Sweetgrass. Now, not at Sweetgrass. We're down the street, right?
Yeah, 299. It's the gas station, but then there's a little, you'll see it. You can't miss it coming up and down that street.
Okay.
Because it's all on the same street, but.
On Cayuga Street.
Yep. Still on Cayuga Street, but it's 299, and it's there's a gas station, but you'll see tents, and I'm assuming the other things. It's not in the gas station, but you'll see.
We'll get all the information for you guys today, but plan on Saturday coming out and hanging with us. We'll be there by noon. They got stuff going all day.
Yeah.
We'll be there from noon to 3, so come over and say hey to your boys.
We'll do some fun stuff.
Yeah, we'll hang out. We got some games planned. I just got to get all the information finalized today, and then we'll let you know.
Yes.
Well, if the Golden Bachelor couple can't make it, Cody, what chance do any of us have?
Oh, one of them die?
No.
Because they were old?
They're not even that old. How old were they?
I don't even know.
Like in their 60s?
Yeah, not even that old.
They announced on Friday on Good Morning America that they are separating. Apparently, they've been married 3 months. The woman, Teresa.
I like to go to weddings. I didn't want to be at a wedding.
She doesn't want to leave her family and job and life to go marry this guy.
What exactly did she think that all of that entailed?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't understand there were consequences to my actions.
We've come to the conclusion mutually that it's probably time for us to dissolve our marriage.
This spring.
No, it's an original comedy thing. I thought it was an actual clip. What is this here? Hold on.
Months since your wedding, and you have some news to share.
We have received so much love and support from so many people who watch The Golden Bachelor, and I don't think we can tell you how many people told us that it gave them so much hope. We want none of that to change for anybody.
Teresa and I have had a number of heart-to-heart conversations, and we've looked closely at our situation. And we've kind of come to the conclusion mutually
that
it's probably time for us to dissolve our marriage.
There are reconcilable differences.
Yes.
If they can, we've decided.
Oh man. That like what did they think
people think is going to happen?
So the lady went to sign up for the show. They're like, "All right, yeah, well, what the premise is that you are competing to get married to this guy and you guys, you know, since you'll be married, you know, start a life, you know, you'll do married things or whatever, you know, but you'll be married."
Mm-hmm.
She goes, "Awesome, great." She wins. And he goes, "All right, time to get married."
Ooh. About that marriage thing though.
See, but I thought that I could just have money and go home to my actual family.
Yeah.
I have one.
I already got one though.
I have a family.
Oh, then what do you think this show was about? Honestly, I thought it was just about money. I didn't know what this was about. My apologies. Yeah.
So now they got to get back the blenders.
Great question. Did they get anything?
Yeah, you got to give it back. That's it.
Did they get any gifts from people?
Oh yeah,
three whole months. They tried their best.
We decided that. I'm the most boring son of a bitch that's ever lived.
I guess I'll go back.
Okay, let's do it again.
To Sesame Street and hang out with Bird.
Hey, Bird. I got divorced.
Hey, Bird. I got divorced again.
I'm even sadder, Bird.
Happy tax day. Tell the government what you owe them or would they owe you. Fill out the forms.
Give me
Do the documents.
Can I have it real fast?
Did you hand in the documents?
Good. Did you give them...
Good.
Give him hell.
Give him hell. John boy.
Did I do it?
Well, good morning.
Yep.
I would love for things to start going better in the universe. You know what I mean? I mean, you can use that any way you want. But there's something on TikTok called the April Theory. I don't know what this is because I don't use TikTok. And it's going viral of a woman says her April Theory says things should start looking up soon.
April theory is when life starts to get good. Spring is starting in April. The weather gets nicer. Energy just shifts. I don't know about you guys, but I felt it. So if you've been feeling really stagnant in life, trust me, this is the month when things are going to get really good for you. Things are warming up just in time for summer. This is when the little buds on the trees come. January, February, and March was all preparation for what is about to happen in April.
What a stupid idiot.
Here's
no ish, you goddamn rocket scientist.
Yes, I agree with Cody on that. Things are naturally getting warmer.
It's like, have you ever noticed that around this time of the year, it's almost like it's a rebirth?
Right.
Where all of a sudden the plants are rejuvenated, so it's like we're reborn too.
The things that were dead are no longer dead.
The things that people think they have discovered.
Uh-huh.
It's called April theory.
Yeah.
Things are heating up just in time for spring. It's called spring.
Uh-huh.
And it's called summer.
Now.
And we've had them forever.
No, we just started summers, didn't we? Isn't that new?
Like, good God, man.
I will say this. To her credit.
She's stupid.
The power of positive thinking has something to do with this, I think. If you go in April going, you know what? Things are going to start looking up.
Well, you do that for any month.
You can
You're
do that for any month,
You're choosing to do it in the spring. It's just trying to make a correlation between the fact that it's spring. Guys, there's energy. I can feel it.
I can feel it shifting, she said. She felt it already shifted. Already shifted. Past tense. You're not. You haven't caught up with the shift, bro?
Well, we all felt it. It was the New Jersey earthquake.
Oh. Yeah.
We'll take a shower.
I guess that's true.
But you know, get good. If this helps one person be motivated.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. No, you know, it's stupid. Shut up, lady.
Well, you know who is motivated, Cody? You know who's motivated?
Our Lord and Savior?
Well, yes, of course, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. No, I'm talking about Thick and Nugget, the cat who needs to lose 30 pounds. Thick and Nugget? Sorry, it is 30 pounds and it needs to lose weight.
That's great.
So it's swimming at an aquatic center in Indiana. Thick and Nugget.
That's a chunky.
Thick and Nugget is a 30-pound cat from Indiana who needs to slim down and is using an exercise regimen saved for dogs. A place called the Canine Aquatic Center is helping him swim his way thin. I feel like I got to show the video better than the audio.
Because they hate water.
Yeah, cats don't like water. Let me see if I can find the video here.
He's
because
playing Joe farting. It'll just that cat making the same noises will be the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, it's a cat treading through troubled times.
He tries to protest at first, but he swims so well and he gets out and just walks around like he owns the place. So I think he actually kind of likes it deep down.
Oh, that's what we're calling it? He tries to protest it at first.
A.K.A.
Yeah, it doesn't want to be in the water. I gotta find Thick and Nugget. Hold on a second. I gotta find Thick and Nugget.
Yeah, I bet he don't like it at all.
I can't imagine any of my aunt cats.
But then once we strap him with a harness and lower him into the water, he has no other choice. So he likes it.
All right. No, he likes it. I don't think he likes it.
Look at him. He's mad.
He likes it. All right, hold on.
My bleeding hands say otherwise.
I found the whole clip. Let's learn about Thick and Nugget because now I want to.
He needs his exercise, so.
He needs that motivation.
Sorry.
Here we go.
Sorry, bud.
He tries to protest at first, but he swims so well, and he gets out, and he just
diving.
Walks around like he owns the place, so I think he actually...
Oh, my God, that's the fattest cat! Hold on.
Look at that chunk.
Hold on a second.
He's a big, thick boy.
This cat is my wife's exact dream cat.
Big,
she loves orange cats, and she loves fat... She loves Garfield, essentially.
Okay.
Fat orange cats are her favorite.
Okay. Well,
there
you go.
Is there no more audio? We're just... Oh, my God! Look at Thick and Nugget. Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. Here's Thick and Nugget. He's an orange cat. He's wearing a vest. They're making him swim.
He's so mad.
There's no audio to this story? It's just we're watching a cat swim. All right. Well, if you want to see the cat swimming, twitch.tv/KRockCNY.
Like a lot of people think it's cute when it's that Garfield type cat, but it's not cute. Ty's quality of life is affected at this point. So we want to give him a good quality of life and know that the adoptive home is going to adhere to his diet and exercise restrictions.
I love Thick and Nugget. Thick and Nugget's my spirit animal, man.
I like that his name is Thick and Nugget.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at it. He is so mad, though. He's like, oh, God, no.
No.
I got to swim again?
Yeah.
You don't want to swim again?
No.
Audio listeners, just envision a big fat orange cat in a swimming vest. Oh, that's adorable. That is adorable.
No.
Two things that I watched on TV this weekend. One is Unlocked on Netflix. I'm going to tell you Cody about that because he seems interested in it. I'll give you the rundown.
Yeah.
But second, and almost first.
Yeah, better.
Are these damn cartoon hockey games.
I don't know how they do it.
Yesterday, I'm clicking around. I'm sorry, I still say clicking like I'm using my clicker.
I say flipping around like flipping around. Channels.
I'll tape it. No, I'm going to tape that show.
I say that a lot.
I say it all the time. I'll just tape it for you. Don't worry.
Yep.
Yesterday, Cody texts me. He's like, yo, check out the Pelicans uniforms or whatever. And
yeah,
I know.
Their court and everything looked like it was for a black light.
I'm surprised you're not watching this multiverse hockey game. And he goes, what is it?
I didn't even know what you were talking about.
It was made for weed because...
And the second I opened up my guide, it was right there. And like, oh, okay, that was easy enough.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they knew. They knew.
I don't know what the point of this was. It was the Colorado-Vegas game.
It's so weird. On a random Sunday at
afternoon,
3 or whatever,
they had one team was like a hockey team, and the other team was a hockey team, but they also had like Shaggy was there, Superman was there, Velma was there.
Yeah, I don't know why, but they each, I guess, I didn't see it from the start, but I Googled it. At the start of the game, each team was allowed to draft
a multiverse player?
Yeah, and like the first pick.
Okay.
Superman.
All right. Okay.
Obviously Superman.
Superman.
Yeah. The last pick, Shaggy.
Aw.
Yeah.
Because when each of these players gets the puck turns into something similar to them. So like Superman's was a giant S symbol.
Yeah.
Shaggy's was a sandwich.
Yeah, when it did, dude. That was hilarious. That someone was, I think, a hamburger maybe or something.
If you
want to
get stoners hooked on hockey, this is exactly how you do it.
I was laughing so hard.
I got a clip for you.
And just how serious.
That's what I'm saying.
The announcers are. They obviously tell them to
call it straight.
Yep.
And I was telling Cody, like, I was walking around getting laundry and stuff, so there'd be points where I'm only hearing the commentary, and it's like, Superman with the assist to the Tasmanian Devil, and I'm like...
And Bugs Bunny with the pass in deep.
Yeah. Here's Velma with a redirect. Jump in Twitch if you want to see it.
Perfect.
Twitch.tv/KRockCNY if
Velma
you want to...
Velma the redirect.
See this that played yesterday. It was a real hockey game that was happening, and they just used augmented reality for the players.
Which is middle insane.
Skates through center. He passes over to Valeri Nichushkin. Nichushkin with a feed to the blue line as the change.
Oh, look at the deflection! Velma! Velma's had an unbelievable game at both ends of the ice. Not only in this fastest skating competition that we showed, but super smart player out there. So we know
this game was awesome, by the way.
We know that she's smart. She defends extremely well. Look at her get lost.
Wow, the one-timer.
One-timer. Knocks the net off and everything.
She didn't rush to the front of the net. She stayed off to the side and just, hey, here's my stick. Look for my stick.
They're playing Drew McIntyre's music.
We're going to get a great view of, look at that pass as well. Perfect touch. Perfect deflection.
For those of you just listening, what we watched was cartoons playing hockey right there. This isn't the first time they've done this.
And what's crazy, did you watch that whole game?
Just like an hour in the middle of it there. Right around here is what I was watching.
Did you see that, the score?
It was 3-0 right there, yeah.
Yeah.
How'd it end?
4-3 Vegas in overtime.
Whoa! I guess I missed a heck of a game.
It was awesome. I kept flipping back and forth because once they score, I turned it for a while and I turned it back and it was 3-2 and I went, whoa, hold on.
Did you watch
now.
The augmented version the entire time?
Well, then,
or the real version?
And then I went back to the regular one, and then they scored again, and I went, okay, it's 3-3, and then I put it back to that.
And was between that channel switch?
No, it was the same. It just kept going. It was perfect. It lined it synced up perfect.
Nice.
And it was so hilarious to then watch
cartoons come back.
Celebrate overtime. Yeah. And, oh, man. That was awesome, man. They need to do a lot more of that when it comes to sports, and I don't know how.
Yeah,
but you want to get, especially you want to get kids or whatever into baseball.
I was just gonna say, are they gonna do this with baseball games?
That's how you do that, because I mean, again, to someone that will sit down and watch a random baseball game, baseball's boring.
Yeah,
so So if you put some funny cartoons out there, yeah, or, you know, Batman is, yeah, the pitcher,
mm-hmm, that'd be awesome.
Or, I mean, the Green Monster is, yeah, actually a thing. You know what, yeah, I mean? Like, it could come a lot. You know, they could do a lot. They could do a lot with baseball, but with any of these, I just wish they would do it with any of them.
The other the show I was marathon watching this weekend is what I was trying to tell you about in Twitch, so I'll bring it here. Unlocked on Netflix.
Because I love these reality show type prison, yeah, like the 60 Days In.
You're going to love this show.
And I was looking on Netflix to just, I forgot what I was looking for, but I saw that trailer, and yeah, it's the only trailer I watched, and then I obviously decision paralysis, no, you'd went love back it to YouTube TV.
You'd absolutely love it.
It looked cool.
The plot is, it's a reality show. Take that as you will. They probably introduce certain things to, yeah, cause conflicts, maybe, probably. But it's a sheriff in this smaller town, and he's got prison system, and he's got this one pod, because I really didn't know how prisons worked. Like, I didn't know that there's, like, a pod, and then in that pod are all the cells.
Yep, and then there's another one, and another, yeah, one, and another one, yep.
And the deputy would be in the pod, and those prisoners are locked down 23 hours a day, and they get 1 hour a day for free.
Now, were they real bad? That's why this is going
Some
on?
Some of them are there for murder.
No,
now,
no, I mean, like, are they, or did they do this because, no, I think you guys are so out of control, maybe let's try this, or was it just...
That's just the prison system. And it seems like some of you might not agree with me, but it does seem a little barbaric to leave people in a box for 23 hours.
No, that's crazy. I thought it was like, these are the worst of the worst, but if it's just kind of...
Right. Like, obviously, there's terrible people out there, and they deserve the worst of the worst. But these guys, like, some of them are just, like, you know, drug offenders, or, like, they stole a car and they ran away. It's like, I don't think it's doing them any good to be locked up for 23 hours a day, but that's the hippy-dippy me coming out. So this prisoner...
You steal a car and light it on fire, you go to jail forever.
And this sheriff had a great point, where he says, saying what I'm saying. He doesn't think that is ever going to acclimate them back into society. And he looked at these other countries where he's like, they don't treat prisoners the way we do, and they're...
Yeah, they kill them.
Right, well, there's other ones, too. Yeah, there's certain countries that, yes, they kill them.
No, I know you mean.
But yeah, there's more, like, Sweden and Finland, yeah, and, you know, those guys.
Well, don't be doing B&Es, then.
Who are, like, I'm just going to say the word wrong, recidivation, I think. If you're in prison,
yep,
you do your time,
yep,
and I let you go out,
yep,
and then you get arrested and come back to prison, that's recidivation, whatever they call it.
All right, gotcha.
Ours is terrible here in America. They're better at it in Europe. So he's like, all right, I'm going to take this one pod of prisoners.
I've never heard that before.
Recidivism. Yeah, that's the word. Sorry. Recidivism.
Never heard that. That's weird.
So he's like, what we're going to do is I'm going to let these 40 prisoners live inside this pod.
Okay.
As a community, meaning their cell doors are open.
Always.
They're in the pod area. They can't get outside of their pod. So it's not like they can roam the jail. They're in this giant pod.
Do they have, like, a...
They've got one TV. They've got an outdoor basketball court. Oh,
that's what I was going to say. Can they go outside as they
there
see
isn't,
fit?
Yes, there's an outside area, but they're still in their pod. There's one yellow door. That's where the deputy comes in and out to bring their food and all that stuff.
Yeah, okay, I like that.
And
they can just go out and, like, garden and such?
Nah, there's not a guard on there. They play basketball. Okay. They smoke out there. They do some naughty stuff outside. You'll see.
They do.
But, yes, they do drugs. They get drugs in there. But you'll see that I actually agree with this tactic, because he's saying if I ever want these men to get out there in society and reacclimate, they got to have relationships.
That's the word I know.
Reacclimate?
Yeah.
They've got to have interactions.
Yeah.
I'm not spoiling this
No, you're fine. You can see what the show's going to be once you watch this trailer. So
at like one point, a few episodes in.
Yeah.
After they've done well with this,
yeah,
he decides, I'm going to let them all have free access to the phones.
Mm.
He's like, because I want them to be able to talk to their family, and I want their family to try to help rehabilitate them.
Okay. Again.
That's all I'll say about that.
All right. Depending on the situation
and
with
he
all
dresses
these,
it.
These people, that's my, I guess, what I'd have to, because depending on what you did, yeah, that's all fine.
Yeah, but there's one guy.
Everyone's just mixed in, and if you're there for like severely like beating the ish out of a lady or something, then not sit your ass in that box for 23 hours a day.
Yeah,
but if you're there for I had coke.
Yeah, these guys are real bad. There are some capital murders there. And
then get your ass in that
box. And they get treated differently for sure, but it's trying to create this community, and it's fascinating. But I'm not spoiling this by saying one guy. who didn't have access to the phones because nobody on the outside was putting money on his card, was able to reconnect with his son. And you'll see that. Like, it's interesting, you know? I'm just... Yeah. I try to understand people. I don't think crimes make you... I don't think they define who you are.
Yeah.
Because you did one bad thing once. I don't think that it's you know, defines who you are. So I think these people deserve a chance. They're humans.
Yeah, everyone deserves a second chance.
And I think any experiment we can do to see how to make our prison system better is good. And I like the show. It's a good show.
And if I stop spending my tax dollars.
Mm-hmm. So I'm enjoying it. I think it's a good study in human psychology a lot.
Okay.
I am wondering, like, behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Are these guys getting paid? Because they are being used on television. I wonder who's paying them.
No, I would imagine not. I bet it's like how, I mean, I don't want to, you know, compare it to this, but it's like if you had a reality show at a zoo. You're in the zoo, elephant. You're filmed, bro.
I'm just thinking,
all of your rights to that the second you did a B&E. Now you're in jail. We have the, I'm sure there's a thing. We reserve the right to film you.
Maybe that's what it is.
I just know that there's
like a minimum to be on television. So I'm wondering if they're getting paid the minimum.
But it's on Netflix.
True.
I don't know how that works.
This is my, that's how no my brain idea. Works. I don't know.
Although I like it, although I feel
I didn't cry, Opie.
Yeah, you did. I wonder if I like the 60 days in more because there's more, what's the word I'm looking for?
Fights?
What's the hell? Not even
conflict?
Conflict. Yeah. Is there a lot of like...
Oh, there's conflict.
Okay, all right. I'll watch it.
Because you got to figure, there's guys, because the second they screw up,
The sheriff is
going to lock him down.
Does it spoil? Are there times when someone is like, no, bro, you blew it for yourself, and then they lock down individual people?
Not going to say anything.
Oh, because then I'd be...
Maybe some people get locked down.
If I was that guy
down.
That was like, I blew it today, now I'm stuck.
Maybe some people get kicked out of the pod.
Oh, and
maybe
then,
some people screw it up for everybody and they're locked back down for 23 hours. There's a lot of things you're going to see.
I can see that as if you one bad apple...
Opie is right. They can't profit off their crimes. This is what it would be. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Like, you're there. Like, you can't do
a crime and then suddenly get paid for it. Gotcha.
Yeah, you killed someone. We're not going to just because we're going to film you. But if anything, I bet they would maybe sign disclaimers.
Maybe, yeah. It's called Unlocked. It's like the number one trending show on Netflix right now.
It definitely was. It was number one on like, you know, Netflix has like the three or four of those like things.
Yeah.
On like two of them, it was number one.
Like I went past it twice and then eventually Saturday, I'm just like, all right, nothing else is interesting to me. What is this? And I just, I think I've watched like four or five episodes so far. I really, really like it. Today is tax day. Get your taxes done.
You are.
Watch these guys on YouTube over the weekend. Coachella. Is happening and they live stream a bunch of sets. I watched Deftones.
Okay.
I watched these guys, Blur.
Cool.
I watched Sublime with Jacob Knoll.
I saw you put up some of those things. I only caught Tyler the Creator.
I didn't see that.
Every time I went to put it on, it was either not on or whatever. I did something else. And then I finally saw that and went, put it on for five damn minutes.
I didn't watch No Doubt. I want to know how No Doubt was.
Wow, odd.
All right.
There you go.
I want to see him. I didn't stay up late enough to watch No Doubt.
Yeah.
But I love when Coachella live streams. Like, all these festivals live stream. I love it. I love sitting at home in my underpants watching.
It's cool. It's like you're at a concert.
Yeah.
That normally, for something like that, I would imagine Coachella is probably pretty expensive.
Yeah. So, like I said, today is tax day. But you can get some deals.
Isn't it though, mate?
Forget about the taxes that you probably got to pay to garden it. Or maybe you're getting money back. Well, here's some deals that you can get today only. Okay? Well, some of them actually are the whole month, but today only. Grubhub, $15 off for April 15th. Spend at least $25. Use the code TAXBREAK and get $15 off.
That's not bad.
It's like it's a $10 meal, I guess. You're spending $25.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. I would do that.
Hooters, buy 10 wings, get 10 free today. You know what I'm saying.
Love it.
Dave and Buster's.
Okay.
50% off all food.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
Today through April 28th, when you just use their app, their rewards app.
And I don't hate their food either. It's not bad for being just, you know, like arcade kind of food. Like, here, eat this, then go play games.
Every week in April, free Arby's sandwich.
I did see that.
Part of the Arby's free sandwich a month promotion.
I've gotten those emails.
Yeah?
Every week is a different sandwich. You can get it for free.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
What else do we have? Do we have Great American Cookies? That sounds familiar, right?
It does, but I don't think so.
Buy one chocolate chip cookie cake slice.
I won't.
Get one free.
So they take a cookie cake and they cut it like a pizza pizza?
Sounds like that's what you're looking for.
Like a pizza pizza. That sounds good. I'll
told you
that.
About the Grubhub one.
Yep.
Krispy Kreme. I never know if we have Krispy Kreme or not, or people listening around here have
it. They're in some gas station. I don't know where. You see them randomly like... If you go before you get on Erie Boulevard or 690 at the end of downtown, there's that weird little gas station that's past the Erie Canal Museum. They have them in that.
Yeah, there's places.
Like, where did that come from?
Same with Tim Hortons. Like, we're driving out to Rochester this weekend. I'm like, oh, I guess there are still Tim Hortons locations.
The further you get out that way.
They still exist.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's just here they didn't work as well. But the further you get out that way, it ramps up.
Still goes out.
Big time because Canada's.
Panda Express. You don't like Panda Express?
No, I did, but we went to do, I think, a Sunday brunch there, and I never gotten it, like, inside the restaurant.
Yeah.
The couple times I got it, I got it to go, and it wasn't that good for some reason, but I got it there that day, and I ate it there, and it was awesome, and then they closed.
Oh, so you got hooked, and then they closed it
like,
on
the next day. It was one of those where Cicero residents wonder where the hell Panda Express has gone.
Maybe we shut them down. Maybe we were... Our presence was just too much.
I think it was Pauly.
Panda Express is offering a $30 family meal deal for the entire week.
Okay.
Offer includes two large sides, three large entrees for just $6 a person if you're a family of five. So that's pretty good.
It's all right, I guess. I don't like when they do too much.
You're doing too much,
like you're
Panda.
Sitting around. Yeah, you're sitting around making these deals. You're doing too much. Just be like 15% off. Boom.
Yeah.
No, with a $30 meal deal, you can get 15% off this. If you do this with this, when you spend $25 or more, only after 4:15 p.m.
And Panda Express, like...
You can't even eat Panda.
You can't even have Panda.
First of all.
But you're kind of trying to step into a place where that food is generally really cheap.
Yeah.
Like, don't be like, hey, do you guys like Chinese food, but do you want it to be like three times more?
Right. Do you want to be wicked expensive and taste pretty much exactly the same?
And I'll be like, no, because I can go to Dragon City and it's a lot cheaper.
No, thanks.
And better.
Yeah. Ready in 5 minutes.
TGI Fridays. Buy one, get one free entrees now through April 30th.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like TGI Fridays, though.
And then
turn it down. But
no, I love them, but forget about going... Doing too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's sometimes their deal is mid. What are you doing? You're doing too less.
You're not doing enough.
Like buy one get one app. All right. I mean, I guess, but I only want one appetizer.
I want
regular food. But I guess it's only tax day. It's not like it's a holiday.
This is the second time I've seen the term Fazoli's, and I would like to try Fazoli's.
Hey, don't Fazoli's.
I guess it's like.
Fazoli's.
It's like drive-through Italian food, like we had joked about, but I guess it exists.
That'd be great. Let me get a cup of ravioli.
That's kind of what they were.
Real fast. The ragout inside the ravioli.
Like I posted about Fazoli's or something, and my buddy Sabrina, who was in a band, toured, and she said, yeah, when we were on tour, Fazoli's was like our spot. You could go and just order, like, I want a fettuccine Alfredo and breadsticks, and you pull up and it's there for you.
Yeah,
we ain't getting a Fazoli's around
ain't
here.
Ain't even close. Although looking at it,
not great. I mean, I think it's cheap. That's why she went there. Like they were in a band.
Like,
yeah, I don't think it's great. I don't think it's gonna be great.
No, that don't look that appealing. But I mean, if it's on the website and it doesn't look that appealing,
yeah, yeah. See, Andy says when I was in college, Fazoli's was cheap and it was a hit. Yeah.
See, I get. For a couple of them, but some things like Italian, I don't need it to be cheap and quick
because
it doesn't take anything for me to go home and make some spaghetti.
Yeah, and I think we're really spoiled just living in central New York.
That is one where,
pizza
and wings, but Italian food especially, man.
There's places that we just can't, nobody can touch us.
No.
And it is those three: pizza, wings, and Italian food, and honestly, some baked goods too.
And I'm slowly, and I know I'm late to the party, but I'm slowly catching on to the pastas thing.
What do you mean?
Now that when Tammy
got
me,
because you just had it for the first time.
I've only ever had it twice now.
Oh, okay,
that's the second time I've ever had pastabilities, other than the tomato oil, or whatever. Yeah. Dude, there's just something about homemade pasta, and that's not the first time I've had homemade pasta, but, you know, it's the first time I've had it in a while,
mm-hmm.
and it just slaps.
I don't know if I've had homemade pasta in years.
It just, there's just something about it that tastes so much better
mm-hmm.
than just regular whatever you do at home. Not and at home stuff I love. I'll eat friggin' spaghetti all day.
I would love to have some fresh pasta. I remember, I've told this story before, but I remember that growing up, my great-grandmother Clavelli lived in Towpath Towers in Fulton.
Yeah.
And we'd go visit her, and she'd have like pasta drying in the kitchen. She would make homemade pasta, and it'd be on that string.
Yep. The rack.
I've never had homemade pasta.
Oh, it's so good.
I mean, back then I did, but not there.
Since then, yeah.
315-364. We'll go on a date?
On a pasta date.
We got to go on a pasta date. We got to go on a Dave's Hot Chicken date.
We got a lot of food dates.
We got a lot of food dates.
It's like we're going to go on some quests.
We should go on a couple of those, I think. Yeah. You know what Saturday is. Good morning. This is K-Rock. Saturday's 420, baby. And we will be at Sweetgrass in Union Springs. It's so dumb. This footage is so dumb. Sorry. We're laughing because the Today Show is showing the SNL sketch where they dressed up like Beavis and Butthead. It is completely visual, so there's no point in me playing it on the air.
She definitely had no idea.
She had no idea he was going to look like that.
No.
Just go watch it. It's so funny.
And
there's nothing that would make sense on a radio show, so.
And it's almost as funny as how much fun we're going to have this Saturday.
On 420. So, yeah, Sweetgrass is at 123 Cayuga Street. We are going to be down the road.
It's like 30 seconds. Walking 30 seconds.
So we'll be set up at the gas station. I'll get all that information for you today from Big Dilly Dill.
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe we will. I don't know. But somebody will go. Well,
somebody will say
I will end today with information on the 420 event.
All right.
And then I will have I have the thing in the chat. I'll have all of that. All right. Happening this Saturday. I'm more curious about the second half of this headline. Missouri man accused of stealing luxury adult toys. You're telling me there's luxury adult toys?
Yeah, there's like high end vibes and such.
What makes them luxurious?
If it was a mold of our
Schweene,
that makes it luxurious.
Yes.
You like a mold of our dong?
A Missouri man is facing felony charges for allegedly taking 8 luxury adult toys.
I don't know what that means.
And trying to sell them on Facebook.
Ew, that's not where you want to buy sex toys.
He has been accused of swiping $1,500 worth of vibrators manufactured by Lelo. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. L-E-L-O. It's a Swedish company. Somebody look that up. Are those like
trying to find
it? Are they gold plated, Bluetooth enabled?
Spell it.
L-E-L-O.
Sex toys.
The employee recalls a man swindling the merchandise. With a tattoo on his neck, they tracked him down.
He's just shoving him down his pants.
Yeah. But what makes them luxurious?
I don't know. I mean, they're very nice looking, but I don't... The hell is that?
Let me see.
Any of those.
Oh, I know what those do.
It does it right onto... Oh.
That...
Right onto the
yeah,
the,
like imagine... how do I say this on the radio?
Right,
like,
on the Dolores?
Yeah, that thing focuses on the Dolores.
Oh, it sucks the Dolores.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm saying. It has one job and it does it well.
I like that. What's this? Oh, it's for your ween.
Oh, let me see the ween one. Let me see what it is.
Goes on. I was like, where does that go on ever gene? But it doesn't. It goes on a P-gene.
So kind of it's like... Goes on the bass and then
little thing. And this is a combo.
Let me see this.
A Dolores sucker and a Hawaiianer in her.
Hey, listen, you know, Mother's Day's coming up.
Yeah.
You know? I
mean, and condom. Good.
Chickens. Passalacqua and Associates.
Oh.
Wine and Chocolate Festival.
There's
next.
Another one of those.
Saturday. Oh, buddy, we're still drinking.
Because I missed the first one.
We're still eating.
And I was just thinking, if there's another one, I'm not going
to be. Heading out to Utica, bud. The Adirondack Bank Center becomes
Home
of chocolate and wine.
There it is?
Yeah, you know, right there on the ice.
Damn.
Clear right out.
That's pretty cool. That'll be neat.
Going to be fun. Get your tickets now. Wine and chocolate festivals.com.
And because I heard the last one had a chocolate fountain.
There's been a few times, but the last few have had chocolate fountains.
Yeah.
And so, I don't want to, I don't know if they'll be at this one, so I'll say it, but the one I was at had a barbecue sauce fountain. BBQ's was there.
Ours, the CNY,
the Brew Fest?
Fest had something.
I think it was the same guys.
Oh, was it? Oh, is that same barbecue sauce going to be at the thing? Because I got to have somebody at events bring me back some then, because I think Badger had the same kind, wanted the same one that I did. They have like a Carolina Gold or something.
They were nice guys. They were across from my weekday whiskey booth.
And I just forgot to scoop it.
Mm. Well, the first time I saw that, I was setting up, it was November, and they were setting up, and they were like assembling their fountain, and I go, is this about to be a barbecue sauce fountain? And he goes, yeah, it's the first time we're trying it. I don't know if it's going to work.
No, I bet it works real
and
well.
And I go, oh, I got some fountain stories for you.
Yep.
And it did. It worked great.
Because it was a nice, not watery consistency, but, you know, as opposed to our cheese.
Yeah, cheese, not a good idea.
But it
and
worked.
And it made us sick.
And it was awesome, but we just ate too much cheese.
Stonerlicious, thank you for that Prime sub, 27 months. Oh, appreciate that.
Imagine just having, like, little, like, popcorn chickens, and you just... Barbecue sauce fountain. Barbecue sauce fountain.
Or barbecue sauce ranch fountain. Or a cheese sauce of some kind. A queso fountain would be my dream.
Food fountain. Food fountain.
Yeah.
Food
boom.
Fountain. Dude, yeah, we could do a queso one.
We haven't done a fountain in a minute.
All we would have to do is just go to San Miguel's and be like, give us a couple quarts of your stuff. We're going to do a fountain. And then you could have a queso fountain
right here
of
in front
their
of me.
Queso. You don't and even have I to would, try to make yours.
I would make myself sick again doing that.
Let's do it.
No.
Let's do it.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
New research shows the average American kid gets bored in how many minutes?
Oh, dude.
No, I think you might be surprised by this result.
No, hold on. I'm thinking first break would be quick and then 17 minutes.
You're not far off. 33 minutes. But I thought that like the natural reaction would be like, these kids are bored now in 2 seconds.
No, I was thinking, that makes sense. I was thinking the length of like a TV show is, you know, if they're watching on Netflix is depending like 20, you know, like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So if there's commercials on a regular show, maybe like halfway through. So I was trying to do that with like a Netflix show. But if I would have just went to the end of one Netflix episode, that would have worked too.
I think it's good for kids to get bored. It's how they discover hobbies. It's how they discover things to keep the brain busy.
I don't get bored. I have other things I need to go look at real quick.
Yeah.
Because I'll leave the same show on.
Yeah. No, the kids now, you got to let them get bored because they are inundated with so much. They need to kind of figure out how to navigate that part of their brain.
Yeah.
I think it's dangerous when you get kids whose parents schedule them every minute of the day for a million things, because then that kid has no time to like...
figure out what they like.
Just figure. That's exactly right. They don't know what they like because they're just being told what they like.
Yeah, they're bouncing around to see if something sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can buy all of those action figures.
Children prefer hands-on activities away from screens.
Like hitting them?
Although the kids will fight, yeah. Yeah, they'll throw hands.
No, I mean like you got to hit kid.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like whenever anyone is disobedient, you just hit it?
Well, we have Fight Club in our house. Yeah, we go. We go hand-to-hand combat. I shouldn't talk about that.
I didn't hear anything.
Arts and crafts, playing outside, sensory play, and other games are good to break boredom. The average kid spends about 13 hours a day in front of a 13 hours in front of a screen per week.
Whoa, oh.
That seems pretty low in my opinion.
Yeah,
I think everything's screens.
And I don't
two
really,
hours a day.
I don't have any kids, so I don't really, you know, have a dog in this. But I don't really care how much a kid looks at a TV or a screen.
Either.
If you're a kid, like, your kid, you give it a screen and you're going out to eat and it shuts up the entire time.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Watch that the whole time.
Yeah, I'm just kind of you mind your business, I'll mind mine. If my kid's bothering you, then I'll deal with it. But if my kid's not bothering you.
You're playing your tablet. Know? I'd like to eat chicken tenders in peace for 12 minutes.
Right.
Have at it.
Now, it's the people who are always too preachy about, my children do not have iPad or TV time. It's like, okay, well, what else is going on in that house?
Right.
Then? Because.
I mean, they can do, there's, you know, it's called, you know. Healthy balances.
Yeah, you can find
can
a balance.
All the stuff.
No.
Because that's the thing where it's, before they really, you know, invented and stuff, you know, people weren't playing video games all the time. But it was like, my day, I was only outside. I was outside more than most kids, and I played a lot of video games and watched a lot of, like, wrestling and stuff on TV.
Right.
So you know, she's kind of...
Well, people like to promote... people really love to be victims, and they love to pretend like their childhood was so much harder than everybody else's.
Yeah.
Like, these kids now are coddled. But
like, I didn't watch any TV or play video. Well, those weren't invented yet.
Yeah, those didn't exist, but okay.
I used to be in the woods a lot.
Dude, I was on bikes, I was in the woods, I was on rollerblades, I was playing sports, and I played a lot of video games, and I watched a lot of TV.
Yeah.
You can find a balance.
That's why our childhoods were so awesome.
Yeah.
Because we had... All of it.
And I hope that my kids are getting that balance right now.
No, they do.
Because I'll see, like, they'll do sports and video games and all of it.
The childhood Cody in me gets jealous of where you live for your kids.
Just because they're out and about?
Because I would constantly be like, go to the woods, bye!
Well, the bummer is that they have no friends by us.
Oh, see, I didn't either when it was just like when we were in Bridgeport.
Oh, really?
But I get that, yeah.
That's the one part we feel guilty about is because, like, we're in the middle of the country and there's no, like, whereas I grew up in a neighborhood. But so, like, you know, I could just walk around.
Little dune buggy.
Yeah, but then we have room for activities out there. Like, we couldn't do go-karts in my house.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, I'd probably be okay if I didn't have a ton of kids around.
Yeah.
If I had a dirt bike.
Yeah. One of my finest memories of the kids being little, and it was like only like a year or two ago, but they're both like, Dad, you want to come see what we found in the woods?
Yep.
Yeah, I do.
You damn right.
I want to see what's in them woods.
They love pulling stuff out of the woods. That was the best.
Where are we going?
If you would get us a dirt bike, then we could pull stuff out of the woods easier.
Well, that's what they want now. I think I'm going to sell the go-kart for something like that.
I mean, wicked fun,
that they
dude.
Can share or whatever, just because.
Well, we can go ripping around.
They've outgrown the go-kart. That was a COVID purchase.
They can pull your firewood out of the woods for you.
Hell yeah, let's go.
Hmm?
Radio World, you're about to get the 90s at 9 Twitch. We'll do a double gamer right here. We'll do a little hockey.
My home.
I'm home.
Ugh. I don't even get to be the home team. I got to be the
Sabres at Lightning
Sabres.
For our hockey game today. Ugh. And then we'll do a little wrestling, which honestly is more fun than hockey to me lately, just because I really love this wrestling game.
I like them both. But
so I'm
going to
beat Cody real quick. I'm going to beat him real quick. And then I'm going to beat him again in wrestling. All that in our 9 o'clock gaming stream, Twitch, RockCNY. I'm also about to put Joe Stanley in a country fair if you want. I'm going to show you guys how that works.
Are you?
Yeah, I'll show you. Twitch
like
mics
that.
Are always on. Come say good morning, Radio World. You get the best band. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oasis.
K-Rock.
How many special people change? How many lives are living strange? Where were you while we were getting high? Slowly walking down the hall. Faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova in the sky. Someday. Faster than